Really, the basic issue is that they're illegal and are increasingly common on city streets in most of the neighborhoods in Buffalo. At least that's what council members say, and moving along suggestions from council member Richard Fontana to come up with a way to stop their use. There will be discussions at next week's legislation committee. Fontana told the council yesterday the wreck which injured the two bicycle officers at Juneteenth isn't the only accident involving the illegal vehicles.
Accident with an ATV last month, as well as an ATV struck and smashed the entire front porch on a house on Longnecker Street. The people were up all night because they couldn't get out of their house with the front porch all smashed up. It was ridiculous. So we are looking to have the law department look to see the current fines and penalties, increase those fines and penalties, then also increase the time that we impound a vehicle.
Fontana also wants impounded ATVs sold at out-of-state online auction sites so the owners who didn't want to be identified when they claimed the vehicles can't buy them back when sold here, as he says they are. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.